black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The American, they've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello, you're listening to Black Helicopter News, and I'm your host, Zen One. We have a great show for you today. I want to thank our listeners for following and subscribing. I strongly encourage you guys to check us out on Facebook.com/Black Helicopter News and like and leave comments. Let's create a community. Let's make this podcast number one. We need to wake people up. We need to reach thousands and thousands of new listeners this year and keep expanding our operation. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against us to suppress the truth, to dumb us down, to collapse the economy, microchip implants, bioweapons, shadow government that's Luciferian in nature, and extraterrestrial biological entities that have infiltrated society and are among us, shape-shifting reptilians. How many of our leaders, celebrities, and presidents that are actually shapeshifters from another galaxy? Anyway, today's Super Bowl Sunday, so be on the lookout for occult, Luciferian, and Illuminati symbolism at the halftime show. Enjoy.
Okay, next up, The Man from Taurus, a story of interdimensional travel. This is on historicmysteries.com. In 1954, at an airport in Tokyo, as thousands of people trotted through the airport without a second glance, that was with the exception of a solitary bearded man. The reasons aren't really clear why he became the focus of attention by the customs official. By all appearances, this man was just another passenger. A smartly dressed businessman is surely just another body to deal with in a busy environment like an airport. In the less security-conscious days of 1954, he must have done or said something that garnered extra attention. When pressed, he stated that this was just another business trip for him, one of several that he made during the course of the year. His native tongue was French, but Japanese was just one of the numerous languages he was fluent with. Concerned about the possibility he was a drug trafficker or smuggler, officials began to question him. When he asked where he's from, he casually informed them he was from Taurid, not familiar with such a place. They pressed him for further details. The passenger seemed only too happy to furnish additional data. Taurid was a nation situated between France and Spain, which had been in existence for a millennia. The simple occurrence of a customs check quickly descended into something resembling a farce, as neither side was willing to accept that the other was being anything other than honest. Customs officials were adamant that no such place existed. The increasingly irate passenger was insistent he was correct, and even produced his passport issued in Taurid as proof. His previous trips to Japan and elsewhere did appear in his passport, as he claimed. The contents of his wallet had currency from several European nations. In an effort to remove all confusion and expedite matters for him, customs offered their bizarre passenger the chance to indicate where he was from. He pointed to the country we now know as Andorra on a map. Faced with a choice of what to do next, customs were at a loss. Nothing like this ever happened, at least not to them. The only real course of action was to investigate the matter further. To do so, they invited the man to spend the night at a local hotel while their inquiries took place. He agreed. As a precaution, a pair of armed guards were stationed outside his hotel room. Japanese customs still had no idea if this man was who he claimed to be. The hotel he originally booked a room at had no knowledge of a booking in his name. The company who he was due to meet with had no idea who he was or even the company he represented. The bank that issued his checkbook couldn't be found anywhere either. Convinced they caught a criminal in the act that he was yet to perpetrate, customs ordered the passenger's return for further questioning. However, when his hotel room was opened, no trace of the man could be found. Of the two ways out of his room, the lack of a balcony and a recognized escape attempted ruled out the window. Neither guard noticed movement within the room either, and the door was certainly not opened all night long. Stranger still, all of the man's personal documents, such as his checkbook, passport, and driver's license, also disappeared within the airport security room. From that day, the man from Taurid was never heard of again. Folks, I don't know what to say. This is a classic documented case of interdimensional beings interacting in our own world. Perhaps the universe, perhaps somehow he accidentally traveled through some sort of unseen portal and bled through into our dimension. But I believe this to be a true story because there is no way that he would have been able to escape that room and go back to the airport and retrieve his documents. He disappeared because he actually bled through into our existence. And he, just like as soon as he came, he left. This is very reminiscent of the Philadelphia experiment and the Manhattan Project. This is a case of teleportation, interdimensional travel, and there still to this day is no excuse or no scientific explanation for how this happened other than the man traveled through some sort of portal from another parallel dimension and ended up here.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Government should be afraid of their people.
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. And why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
Another amazing story of an unexplained phenomenon of interdimensional travel is the Green Children of Woolpit, a 12th century legend about visitors from another world. This is on ancientorigins.net. The Children of Woolpit is an ancient account dating back to the 12th century, and it tells of two children that appeared on the edge of a field in a village of Woolpit in England. The young girl and boy had green-hued skin and spoke an unknown language. The children became sick and the boy died, But the girl recovered, and over the years came to learn English. She later relayed the story of their origins, saying they came from a place called St. Martin's Land, which existed in an atmosphere of permanent twilight, and where the people lived underground. Well, some view the story as a folktale that describes an imaginary encounter with inhabitants of another world beneath our feet, or even extraterrestrials. Others accept it as a real, but somewhat altered account of a historical event that merits further investigation. In the Middle Ages, the story was recorded by two 12th century chroniclers, Ralph of Cogestal, who died in 1228 AD, an abbot of the Cistercian, and William of Newburgh from the 12th century, was an English historian and canon at a priory. But he includes the story of the Green Children in his main work, A History of English Affairs. The writer stated that the events took place within the reign of King Stephen or King Henry II, depending on which version of the story you read. According to the account of the Green Children, a boy and his sister were found by reapers working their fields at harvest time near some ditches that had been excavated to trap wolves at St. Mary's of the Wolf Pits. Their skin was tinged with a green hue, their clothes were made from unfamiliar materials, and their speech was unintelligible. They were taken to the village, where they eventually were accepted into the home of a local landowner, Sir Richard de Cane at Wilkes. The children would not eat any food presented to them, but appeared starving. Eventually, the villagers brought round recently harvested beans, which the children devoured. They survived only on beans for many months until they acquired a taste for bread. The boy became sick and soon succumbed to illness and died, while the girl remained in good health and eventually lost her green-tinged skin. She learned how to speak English and was later married to a man at King's Lynn in a neighboring county of Norfolk. According to some accounts, she took the name Agnes Bear, and the man she married was an ambassador of Henry II. Although these details have not been verified, after she learned to speak English, she relayed the story of their origins. The girl reported that her and her brother came from the land of St. Martin, where there was no sun but a perpetual twilight, and all the inhabitants were green like them. She described another luminous land that could be seen across a river. She and her brother were looking after their father's flock when they came upon a cave. They entered the cave and wandered through the darkness for a long time until they came out the other side, entering into bright sunlight, which they found startling. It was then that they were found by the reapers. Over the centuries, no one can explain this strange account. What they're describing actually sounds like they could be inhabitants of one of the many races within our hollow earth that were somehow found a cave that had a shortcut to England. And this also provides reason to believe that, yes, you can access Hollow Earth from London, which I was not aware of, or from England. From England, which I wasn't aware of. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say, but these cases baffled many people throughout the years. And who knows what the truth is, but sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. And that's why I believe the man from Torrid and the Green Children of Woolpit to be actual true historic accounts of interdimensional travel into our own realm.